Hey, got the morning show with Aaron. That was More Rat with Your Love. And I've got the Coast Guard, local Coast Guard President, Wally Hawkins, in the studio. Morning, Wally.
Good morning.
So it's a beautiful day out there, isn't it?
A stunning day.
Nice drive in?
A beautiful drive. A little slow, though, with the roadworks and everybody leaving Raglan this morning to go to Hamilton.
Yes, the timing's unfortunate. So the Coast Guard, I've noticed, has got what looks like quite a serious fundraising program on at the moment. So what are you fundraising for?
Okay, good question. Our primary focus at the moment is to fundraise to replace our primary vessel, Gallagher Rescue.
Yeah.
Which many of you will see on the floating pontoon down at the main Raglan Wharf. This is a long-term project, probably will take 2 or 3 years to come to fruition.
Mm.
We are well under the way with fundraising at the moment. We're looking primarily to replace the same vessel. We're not wanting to get a bigger vessel.
Yeah.
However, the current one has done 20 years of service, and in that case, and we all accept that technology has moved forwards a little bit, and the current vessel is a alloy structure, which over time does not sustain its integrity, so replacement is inevitable.
I think the Waihine Mai had to confront that problem.
They did have some issues.
Over winter. So even though we think aluminium's great, it doesn't rust in the water, it still suffers?
It does, either from electrolysis, which we have well under control with our vessel, but it's just the stress and integrity of aluminium over a period of time. So replacement is inevitable.
Is there anything that can handle marine conditions for a long, long time?
Well, yeah, I guess so. There's and that technology's advanced hugely. I mean, we now have composites and plastics and things of that nature, but just how they will stand up in time, we're not too sure, but they are on the horizon at the moment.
Okay, yeah. So roughly how much money are you going to need to get a new boat?
Well, we've kicked off with an arbitrary figure of $1.2 million, but we're mindful that it will be more than that as costs go on, and we've seen what's happened, particularly in the last 2 years with escalation in costs,
particularly
in the building sectors. So, but we're confident that we will get there. We will do it with our local fundraising, support from our sponsors, and also support from the Coast Guard New Zealand Collective, the admin in Auckland, who have professionals in that area that will give us assistance as we progress.
So the club, I keep calling it a club, it's not a club. Well, it probably has elements of a club in it, but it performs an important task. But is it all volunteers in Raglan?
Yes, it is.
So it's not even like the fire brigade where there might be one person who's paid?
No.
Right, all volunteers?
They're all volunteers.
Wow.
Yep, 34 of them. And we, in the last year, expended 8,000 man-hours of volunteer work looking after the waterways.
Wow.
Brought back 100 people, 50-odd taskings.
100?
Yep.
Should people be more careful out there? Is that what I should read into that?
Well, yes, but there's more and more people taking up boating as a recreation. We also have that situation that prevails where if the East Coast conditions aren't suitable, ours are on the West Coast, so we get a huge influx of boaties. Some mornings they're lining up at Manu Bay at 4 o'clock in the morning to launch.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah, and the Bay of Plenty's not that far away, really.
It's not. Nowhere is very far away these days.
Yeah. We've made our roads so good.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, that's an intimidating amount of money to raise.
It is.
But I guess you did it 20 years ago.
Yes.
So it must be possible.
Yes, and one would say the relativity is still perhaps there in terms of costs and what you spend them on. Yes.
So, I mean, are you getting contributions from individuals in Raglan? Can people contribute?
Yes, we do. And just recently, a lovely family who live in Hamilton, who also own a property in Raglan, have made a very generous donation.
Mm.
And in fact, last night at training, Wednesday nights we train, we invited that family to join us at Coast Guard at the wharf.
Yep.
And treated them to a trip on Galha Rescue to the bar, and that was a really great experience for them.
Mm. Actually, that's a nice touch. I presume they contributed something pretty substantial for that.
Yes.
But yeah. Okay. That's something for people to keep in mind, really.
Yes.
Get the personal experience.
Yes.
Yeah, although anyone can get that, I suppose, if they join up and become a volunteer.
Well, yes, there's the volunteer aspect of our group is that we're fully subscribed at the moment.
Okay.
We're possibly the only unit in the country that has a waiting list for volunteers. Our retention is huge. It'd have to be in the order of getting towards 10 years, our retention of volunteers in Raglan. The national average is nearer 4 years.
Wow. What are you guys doing right? Should everyone be coming to Raglan to learn what we do?
Well, yes, but they're all very keen water people.
Yeah.
Surfers, swimmers, boaties. Most of them are good mates. They have other recreation areas where they chum up with, such as hunting and fishing.
Yeah.
So it's an amazing group of guys and girls there.
Mm. Well, that's really awesome to hear. Have you got any? I mean, what are your plans for? Bit more. Like, you've got funders, like you've got commercial sponsors.
We do. We have
as well as like philanthropic sponsors as well.
We do. We do. We have our primary sponsor is the Gallagher Group.
Yep.
Who obviously sponsor the Galha Rescue.
Yeah.
They sponsor some of the running costs of our base, which is Galha Base at the wharf. We have Rylock Aluminium, Rylock Waikato. They sponsor our two jet skis, Dave and Sue Shattuck there in Ellis Street. Rylock Rescue 1 and Rylock Rescue 2. We have a number of other companies in Hamilton. Some don't wish to be named, others do.
Okay.
But they regularly support us on an annual basis.
So for people in Hamilton, is this their fishing place?
Yes, it is, but they are businesses and companies which have a keen affinity to those institutions like Coast Guard that volunteer and do great community work. The hours that are put in are recognised by those people and well supported, and we're very, very appreciative of that.
It is one of those things I wonder about, like the ambulance service, whether actually the government should be funding.
Yes.
Like, it's quite important.
Yes, well, there's invariably a lot of talk in communities in that regard with ambulance, fire, Coast Guard, etc. Coast Guard does receive a small amount of government funding, but proportionally it's probably in the order of something less than 10% of the total New Zealand Coast Guard budget.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about 68 Coast Guard units from Hauhora in the north to Riverton in the south.
Right.
And they are all out there with their hand out, supplementing the cause.
Yes, of course. So I'm just kind of contemplating that whole situation. I guess it's not going to change in a hurry, but it does sound like you're kind of doing all right anyway.
We are, but look, all the community activities from football to hockey to rugby to tennis to netball, cricket, all these entities are struggling for volunteer help and support. And people are getting busier in their lives. There is also a sector of the community that turn up at sport and, hello, this is amazing. It's just happened. It's created.
Well, that's what I thought when I first got involved with my kids' sport, but then I learned otherwise as I actually got involved.
Yes.
But, yeah. Yeah, and it's something about Raglan too. I think we're definitely more reliant on volunteers out here than larger communities. There's sort of the level of service that you can't get in a small community unless people volunteer.
Yes, that's... It may be correct, but then, you know, you take, say, Hamilton City. You have all your hospital support volunteers,
right.
Cancer support volunteers, the second and third layer sort of backups to these other institutions. It's very, very prominent in most communities.
Mm. Yes. And I guess we put our... so-called retired people to use pretty quickly as soon as they, which I presume is what's happened to you.
Yes, well, yeah. That's correct. Yes.
Yeah. So just a general, since we've got you on the radio too, just a general look at the bar and the problems with crossing the bar and what people, I know you guys do courses, I think you've got, have you got one or have you just had one?
Yes, we've got one scheduled for the 28th of April.
Okay.
And they've been well subscribed for 20 odd years plus. We've been doing these. We did 5 last year. The format is a classroom session for about an hour.
Yeah.
And then we take the punters out on Galha Rescue, show them the markets or the markers, the lead lights, the safe waypoints to Hove 2, do your assessment, and then transit the bar.
Should you ever go across the bar without getting some instruction or local knowledge?
Well, you're talking to the converted, really. yes, the suggestion is definitely local knowledge and be well aware of what you're doing.
I think everyone's seen some hair-raising things happen out there. I saw something hair-raising at Manu Bay, and I don't actually go into the water that much or near the water that much, and I don't know how to use a boat. But I saw someone, I think the waves had come up while they'd gone out at Manu Bay and they came back and they didn't know that you just travel in sort of diagonally with the waves as they come through and then you get to the safe point. They just came to you could see them zipping back and forth outside where the waves were breaking and all of a sudden they tried to come zooming straight into the ramp. Then they got halfway there and decided that was the wrong thing, so they went back, and then they tried again, and then they got in a panic, and they turned and drove away from the waves, heading for the rocks.
Yes.
So then they turned around again, and they just got enough straight on that they didn't get rolled over, and then they nearly hit a surfer, and then they got back.
Yes.
And I know almost nothing about boating, but I knew that they'd made some fundamental errors, and I thought, how could they even be here?
Yes, that's right, but... Look, the environment plays a huge part in that as well because often you can launch at Manu Bay, conditions are perfect.
Yes.
While you're out there fishing, conditions change a bit. When you come in to retrieve your vessel, the surges and the swells have changed. It's a whole different ball game. So, you know, that's experience and assessment. But sometimes in that situation... boaties are probably better advised to head back out, do an assessment on the bar, come in over the bar, and get a hitchhiker ride back to get your vehicle and trailer from Manu Bay.
Mm.
So that is a very, very real option.
Yeah, something to consider. One thing I meant to ask before was you talked about the number of Coast Guards there are in the country. But where's the nearest one on the west coast here, other than us?
Yeah, Raglan's coastal territory is Port Waikato to Mokau.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
Taranaki then cover Mokau to the Naki and round to the Taranaki Bight.
So nothing in Kawhia?
We cover Kawhia from Raglan, 40 minutes odd away by Galha Rescue.
It's actually faster than driving.
It's very much faster. and in fact, a week or so ago, same day, a boat overturned on Raglan Bar and Kawhia Bar. We then, later in the day, had another three call-outs. So it was a busy day.
Wow. You don't want them at exactly the same time, do you?
No.
So what was? Can you tell us what was behind those call-outs? Like, was there a mistake or just an unfortunate moment, or what happened?
Yes, I think a mistake. But look, we're very quick to, and we get feedback from the public. You know, when are you going to stop those people going out? But our response is that we, Coast Guard, are there unconditionally to come and help when we're required. Now, the balance of that is that, hands up those of you who have never gone through an amber light at the traffic lights. It's human nature.
Just to push it a little risks. Push it a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so no judgment. You just go and rescue people.
Absolutely.
People can be upset about it later, but
yep,
you've got a
absolutely
job to do.
Yep, and yeah, we follow up with support too where needed.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, folks, we're talking to Wally Hawkins, president of the local Coast Guard, and a crew of 34 people, you said?
Yes.
A thriving group of volunteers. But if people want to help out with the fundraiser for the new vessel, what can they do?
Well, we have a couple of thermometer billboards in town, one outside Hearty's.
Yeah.
They've been very, very supportive of us and our efforts. There's also one at the wharf. There's the detail on there where people can donate to.
Yeah.
If they want to engage in a more substantial way, by all means, give me a call.
Yeah.
And I'm available at any time.
Okay. Is there like an online thing that they can check out?
Well, there is. We do have a website. They can go online to Coast Guard and flick up the Raglan portion of that and work your way through that.
Okay, so there's a nationwide Coast Guard site.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Wally, great to have you in this morning.
Excellent.
And good luck with the fundraising. It's a very important thing to have a functioning Coast Guard clearly in our community, especially with the amount of coast you guys have to cover.
Lovely. Well, thank you for the opportunity, Aaron.